Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea Shalom. It begins in the Yoz Vahar edition on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis, near the bottom of the Amid, with the new Perik Horoa, Perik Tes, Halacha Aleph. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samech Beis, Amid Aleph. Begins the Mishnah Haroyim, Makim Shanasa by Nisim Li Yisrael, Oymer Bor Shaasa Nisim Lavasena by Makim Azet. If someone sees the place where Nisim were made to Klal Yisrael, he says, blessed is Hashem that he made Nisim to our Ovis in this place. Makim Shanekar Mimenu Avoyda Zorah. If he sees a place in Eretz Yisrael where Avoyda Zorah was uprooted, Oymer, he says, Baruch She'okar Avoyda Zorah Meretzenu. Blessed is the fact that Avodah Zorah was uprooted from our land. You will notice in the Mishnah, there is no full bracha. The full bracha would have been, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa Nisim Lavasenu B'Makom Hazeh. In the first case in the Mishnah, the second case, the full bracha would have been, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'okar Avodah Zorah Meretzenu. It only says the word Baruch. Is the rest understood, and it's just abridged, or, in fact, is that all a person is mechuyev to say? Let us see the charedim on this, and there is one shita that argues on most rishonim in this inyan, but let us see it in the charedim. Haroya makim shenasa bo nisim. Pirish harav rabbeinu Avadya. So the charedim continues his trend of mentioning Rabbeinu Avadya Mibar Tanura, his pirush on the Mishnah, as he has done very often in the previous prakim. So the Rav, as we call him in short form, Kegoin, what are examples of places where Nisim were done to our Ovis? Ma'avris Yamsov, where Klal Yisrael passed over in the Yamsov. V'nachle Arnon, and the valleys of the Arnon, there were two mountains. The Bavli tells us that the enemies were running after Klal Yisrael to kill them, and they were sandwiched between these two mountains, and they were killed, and the blood flowed as a river, indicating that they had been killed. And that's what Hashem did by bringing the two mountains together. Uma'avris ha'yardin, the passages of Klal Yisrael through the Yardin, when they went into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua. The Evan she'yashav aleha Moshe olav shalom, and the stone upon which, the rock that Moshe sat on, kisha'asu melchama b'amalek, when Klal Yisrael did melchama against Amalek, v'domein, and anything similar. When a person sees these places, he should say the bracha that's mentioned in our Mishnah. Now the Chredim, quoting the Rav, qualifies this bracha. V'anisa de Rabim kegoin hani damrinin mechayve kuli alma lebruche. Such a bracha which is given on Nisim that were done to Klal Yisrael. So that is a chiv on everyone who passes these places and sees them. They should make this bracha of Baruch Shas Nisim Lavasena B'Makom Hazeh. Avla Nisa D'Yachid. But what about if a person had a nest that happened to him? It's an individual nest. It's not for Klal Yisrael. Kegoin Haroya Makom Shenasu Loi Boy Nes. He sees a place where a nest happened to him. He has a chiv to make the bracha. Ubenoi, his son, Ubenbenoi, his grandson, Chayovin Levorach, Barash, Asa, Nes, Lavoisai, Bamakam Hazeh. But another person does not have to make the bracha, even though he knows that this is a place where Nes happened to his friend. He's not mechuyev to make this bracha. And now the Charedim discusses that question that we raised, is a full bracha said here or not? V'chol hani brachas to masnisen. All the brachas in our Mishnah and in the entire Perik, all the places which there's a chiyuv bracha, if you see them, as the Mishnah, the Mishnayos further will elaborate, all these brachas, boy haskor shem u'malchus, you need a full bracha, even though the Mishnah over here only said the word borach, but you need atah Hashem lekenu melech olam. You need Hashem's name, and you need the fact that He's the Melech of the world. The chol bracha, every bracha, she'ein baskaras Hashem u'malchus, ein a bracha. Ad kan l'shoine, this is all quoting the Rav, Rabbeinu Avadya Mibar Tanura, on our Mishnah. Any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name and the fact that He's the Melech is not considered a bracha. The Gemara further on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph will quote this halacha, and we will see that the Rosh will bring a proof from that Gemara that our whole perek is speaking about with Shem Umalchus. A dissenting view is the Rivet. Tosfos, the Tur, the Beis Yosef, they're all in agreement with the Rosh. However, the Rivet is a dissenting opinion, and he holds that since these brachas of our perek, our Roya, are not coming on a chiv, you're not mechuyev to see these places. You were passing by, you happened to see it. Therefore, Chazal did not make the brachas here equal to regular brachas, and one does not say the full bracha, he just says borach, and according to the Rivet, that's why our Mishnah just said the word borach, because that's all that a person is mechuyev to say, whether he sees nisim that were done to our avos, or he sees the place where Avodah Zorah was nekar, or the other things that we're going to learn in future Mishnayos, you only say in abridged form without shame umalchus. Begins the Gemara, Masnisim ben Nisei Yisrael. The Mishnah is speaking about Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. Avol ben Nisei Yichidi, but if a Nes happened to an individual, Shenasa Loi, that it was done to him, Einu Yitzarach Levarach, he doesn't have to make a bracha. So the Chredim immediately explains, we shouldn't think that the person himself doesn't have to make a bracha. It means that if a Nes happened to one individual, then the other person doesn't have to make, but the person himself to whom it happened, Avad he has to make. Let's see the Chredim inside, two lines from the bottom. Hu Vade Tzorach Levarach, Kishi Agil Oysamakim. Barsha also li nes b'makom hazeh. The individual to whom the nes happened definitely has to make a bracha. What the Gemara now is saying is avalachei remain shrich and shivorchu. Others who know that a nes happened in this place to Reuven, they don't have to make the bracha. Reuven and his children and grandchildren, they have to make it, but not acherim. So that's the pshat here in the words of the Gemara. As we turn to Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. And now the Gemara is going to ask four questions. And there is a discussion whether some of these questions are answered and some not, or perhaps all were answered. Let us begin the way the Chredim understands. The Chredim understands that there are four questions. Two of them are not resolved, the first two, and the last two are resolved. And then we will see how others learned the Gemara here that all the questions were resolved. So let's begin with the Chredim. Does a person have an obligation to make a bracha on the nes that happened to his father? Or the nes that happened to his Rebbe? Or if the person was a famous man like Yoav ben Tsruya and his friends, and you come to that place, do you have to make a bracha? Or v'adam shenigdash boy shem shemayim, or someone who is makadish shem shemayim, kigoyin Chananya Mishael v'Azaria. So the Chredim learns that these are four questions, and the first two are unanswered. Let's see the Chredim inside. These questions were not answered. If we look further in the Chredim, he brings around 7 or 8 lines down where it has a colon, Kain Hevi Anuscha Harosh, Ve'im Hoya Adam Mesuyim, until Chananya Mishael v'Azaria, and now the Chredim adds in the name of the Rosh one word, Mivorech. Yes, he has to make a bracha. Now, what is that going on? So the Chredim said before, V'lo Yifshita, it was not resolved. So the answer is, according to the Chredim, there are four questions divided into two parts. The first two questions are unresolved. And the last two questions are resolved that you make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin that in all four cases you have to make a bracha. And that perhaps is based on the Bavli. The Bavli says you make a bracha on all these questions. Now let us look in the Chredim in the second line. He's quoting the Bavli in Brachas of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. And he brings Iboilon. They had a shaila there. Iamrin and who ubre ubarbre tzrich levurche legirsus hagoyin and verifer rambam verav rabbeinu yoyne verajba. All the rishonim are goyris. The question is, do you and your son and your grandson, when you come to this place that a nes was done to you, do they all have to make a bracha? Because of Rajba, the lavdafka barbare doesn't end by your grandson. Elakol yoytzi reche shabo oilam vein lem hefsik. According to the Rashba, whoever is a descendant from you and you know that a certain nes happened to your ancestor, you have to say that a nes happened lavoisai in this place. Vikosav, and the Rashba says, to Talmidoi Namichayiv, Anisa the Rabbi, a Talmud has to make a bracha on the nes of his Rebbe. The Ashkechon beBavli, we find there in the Bavli, Dafnun Dalad Amud Beis, the Rav Chana, Brich, Anisa, the Rav Yehuda, Rabbi, Rav Chana made a bracha on the nes that happened to his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda. Continues the Gemara, the fourth line, V'nisei Shvatim, Maushi Yavarach. What about Shvatim? If a nes happened, let's say, to one Shevet, do the other Shvatim also have to make a bracha? So the Gemara says, this will be Tolya to Machloikis, which we'll see the Charedim will bring down Machloikis and Hurriyas, Daf Heim and Aleph. Mandi Yomer Kol Shevet V'Shevet Ikri Kohol Tzarch Levarech. Mandi Yomer Kol HaShvatim Kurim Kol Ain't Tzarch Levarech. So first of all, the Charedim tells us that this one Shevet that Anes happened to was not the majority of Klal Yisrael. If it was a majority of Klal Yisrael, so certainly Klal Yisrael has to make the bracha that Anes happened to us, to our predecessors. Here, the Shevet is not a majority of Klal Yisrael. So now it will be totally in this machlokes and hurriyas if we say that every Shevet is called a kol. So even if they're not a majority of Klal Yisrael, but they are referred to as a kol. So as we find, we'll see in the Charedim, in hurriyas, one Shevet can drag with it all the other Shvatim. So the Gemara is using that swara here. If I consider a Shevet a kol, then that power of being a group, a tzibur, of a, being a kol, that drags with it all the other shvatim. However, if I say that you only refer to the shvatim as a kahal when they're all together, and this only happened to one shevet, then there's no majority, there's no kol that's pulling all the other shvatim, and then the halacha would be ein tzarich levarach. Let's see the charedim inside, around 10 lines from the top of the Amid, Nisei Shvatim, Shenasa L'Shevet Echad, V'loi Hayu B'nei Oyser Shevet Roi V'Yisrael, they were not the majority, Mahu, U'Pashti, the Gemara concludes, it depends on the Machlaikis and Harius. Mandi Yomer, Plukta Rab, may have rebuted a pair of common to Harius, Daf Heim and Alf, the Rab Yudasavar, Dim Hayru Bezdin HaGadol V'Asu Shevet Echad Al-Piyam, this is speaking about bringing a Korban, when a mistake was made based on a psak of the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin of 71. So if one Shevet made based on the psak of the Sanhedrin and it was a mistake, Goyer Kol HaShvatim, Sheyavi Kol Shevet V'Shevet Park, and before Rishami Rishami. As Rishami tells us over there, that one Shevet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one Shevet is called a Kal, that will drag with it all the other Shvatim. They all have to bring a par for that Chet. So Hachinami, Nes, just like by the halach of par, the same will be here by nesh and nas l'shevet echad goyer, it drags with it kol hashvatim levorach she'asa nes lavaseinu b'makom hazeh dikishenasa nes l'oisei hashevet ki ulnasa l'kol hashvatim. It's as if it was done to all the shvatim. However, if I hold that only all the shvatim are called a kol, then if it only happened to one shevet, there's no power to drag with it. There's no majority of klal yisrael and there's no kol because it only happened to one shevet. So according to the Amman Yomer, it won't drag with all the other shvatim, only that shevet that the nes happened to it, they would be the ones to make the bracha she'asa neis lavaseinu b'makim hazeh. Continues the Gemara, haroya bavel, somebody sees bavel, tzarech levorech hamesh brachas. When he goes through touring bavel, he will have to say five brachas, raw paras. If he saw the river paras, oimer baruch oisa bereshis, he says baruch, that this river is from what Hashem created in the beginning of the creation of the world, as we find in the beginning of Bereshis, that Pras was one of the four rivers coming out of the Gan Eden. Others are not goyrus this, because we're going to find later in the Mishnayis that a person sees any river that's from Sheshmei Bereshis, he makes this bracha of Baruch Oysa Bereshis. So here it seems to be something special in Bavel with Pras, and actually it refers to every river. So there are those who are not goyrus this particular bracha. Ra Markolis, if he saw the Avodah Zor, whose name is Markolis, Oymer Baruch Erech Apayim, that's our Girsa. However, in the Shini Nischois Oystalid, they bring from Taisus in Avodah Zorah, Tafnun Zayin Amid Beis, and also the Rosh Cirillo, that the Girsa is Shenasan Erech Apayim Lo'ayre Ritzoynai, that Hashem had mercy for those who go against his will, because you see this Avodah Zorah there. And the Gemara says that Kal v'chomer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy for Oisei Ritzoina. If he had mercy on those who don't do the Ratzon of Hashem, certainly for Kal Yisrael who does the Ratzon of Hashem. So this is the bracha that he says when he sees a Markolis. It's interesting that there is a Tosfos in Avodah Zorah Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil Avnei, where the Rabbeinu Tam asks how, in fact, can we mention this Avodah Zorah by name when there's an Isser of being maskir the name of an Avodah Zorah. Shem Elohim Acherim Loisaskiru. You should not mention the name of an Avodah Zorah unless it's written in the Torah. Markolis is not written in the Torah, so how do we mention it? And Tosfos answers that the real name of this Avodah Zorah was Kilus, was a praise. So Chazal made two changes. Number one, they changed the word Kilus to Kolis, from the pasuk lag vokeles, and there it means an embarrassment. And they also added the two letters of mar, bitter. So in this way, we can mention the name because this is a nickname that Chazal gave to the Avodah Zorah of Kilus to say it's a bitter thing. I saw brought down from one of the great Hasidic Rebbes that he's in the Yom Neroim, people wish each other Gemar Chesimatoiva, and the other person says V'chein Lamar, and he took exception to that, and he said, it's like saying to the person, similar to what we call this Avodah Zorah here, Mar Kolis, it's bitter. The person is wishing you a good year, and you answer V'chein Lamar, that it means so to Mr. So-and-so, to yourself, but it could be interpreted for bitter. And therefore, he told his chassidim to say better gam atem, gam ato, gam atem, and stay away from the word mar. However, I once told this to Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuershlita, and he questioned it from a gemara at the end of Megillah, where we find that two Amoraim, one said to the other, v'chein lamar. So how could this great Hasidic Rebbe say there's a problem with it when we find that it was used in the Gemara, Vitzorich Ian? However, if a person says Gamatem, he certainly gets around this whole issue. Continues the Gemara, Ro Beisishol Nevuchadnetzar, Oimer Boruch, Shehichrev Beisishol Oisarashav. He sees the house of Nevuchadnetzar destroyed. He makes a bracha that Hashem destroyed the house of that Russia. Ro Mokum Kivshana Aish, if he saw the place where Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, where they dug out a pit, and that was the place where they made a fire for them to go into, where they were miraculously saved. The Goiva Arayas, or he saw the lion's den where Daniel was thrown into, and also he was saved. Oimer Borosh Asanisim La'avo Seinu B'makom Hazeh. Blessed is Hashem who made miracles for our forefathers in this place. The question is this the correct girsa? The Charedim brings down in Divrei HaMaschil La'avo Seinu, which is three lines before it gets wide, Shehatzadikim Gedolei Adoris Kuryon Avos. They are called Avos. The tzadikim, the great ones of the generations, are called forefathers. Kedamar Rab Shimon ben Yochai, as we find in the Yerushalmi and Masechta the Megillah, the Rab Shimon ben Yochai said, "Bamen nechleku Avos Olam Hillel v'Shamay." What was the disagreement between the Avos of the world, and he's referring to the tzadikim Hillel v'Shamay? Avol Nusach Habavli, but the Bavli's Nusach, and he brings down the this was the riff, and so the Shinui Nuschos brings down in the name of the Smag and of the Rambam that the Girsa in our Gemara should not be that Baruch that he Sheosan Nisim Lavaseinu B'Makom Hazeh, but rather Sheosan Neslet Tzadikim B'Makom Hazeh. Continues the Gemara, Ra Makom Shenaitlu Mimenu Afar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Bavel that it should never be built up. So if he sees a place where they took earth from, let us look in the Charedim, and this is brought down in many of the Meforshim here, the first very wide line at the end, Makom Shenatlu Mimenu Afar, Pirush Rashi, Rashi in the Bavli says, Makom Yesh B'Bavel is a place in Bavel, She'ein Behema Yechol Lotzis Misham, there's no animal that goes out of there, L'mekein Noisim Aleh Afar Me'afar Oisim Makom, unless they put earth on the donkey from that place, v'hu simen hashmad, and that is a sign of the destruction. Umi kalaloi se'esh o bavali. It's part of the curses of Bavel. And in fact, in the Bavli, we find on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis that when Rava would see donkeys carrying away the earth from that place, he would slap them on their backs with his hand and he would say, run, you righteous ones, to perform the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to Rashi, there's a certain place where they were always taking dirt out of there, and this is a sign of the curse that it will not be rebuilt. Others say that this was referring to a certain place where they were taking earth so that they could build things. They had a plan to build, and it never came into fruition. So that is a sign of the curse of Bavel, that it will not be rebuilt. So the Gemara says, Ra makam shenaytu mimenu offer. So Oimer, he says, Baruch, Oimer va'ayse, Baruch geizer mekayim. Blessed is Hashem that what he says he does, and blessed is Hashem that he decreed and he fulfilled what he decreed. What was his decree? That Bavel should be destroyed. It shouldn't be rebuilt. He was Mekayim, that Gzeira that he made on Bavel, and that's the bracha that one should say when he sees this place where the earth was being taken out from. The Gemara continues, Ra Bavel, if he sees Bavel in its destruction, Oimer Vitato Hasea, Bimitate Hashmed, that it was swept out with the broom of destruction. Now here the Charedim is Goyris, it would seem, these words, Raw Bavel, and the Charedim says, in the third line, Divrei Maskil, Oimer V'tato Yisea, B'loi Bracha. Here he doesn't make a bracha, he just says that, Apostolic V'tato Yisea, Bimitate Hashmed. However, the Rosh Cirillo, it seems, is not Goyris Raw Bavel. According to the Charedim, if he sees Bavel, he doesn't say a bracha, but he says this pasuk. However, according to Rosh Cirillo, he's not Goyris Raw Bavel, and he says this pasuk is a fulfillment of what the person, when he made the bracha, when he saw the place in Bavel where they took out earth, and they never built anything with the earth, and it was just every donkey took earth out. That's a fulfillment of Itatisea Bimitate Hashmad, says the Rosh Cirillo in the left-hand column, the fourth line. Vehu Simen Hashmad can refarish v'ozil v'tatisea Bimitate Hashmad. So in other words, he puts the two Gemoras together. He's not Garis Ra Bavel, and this is a fulfillment of that pasuk. And in fact, we find in the Bavli, then when Ravina's son Mar would come to Bavel, he would take some of its dirt in his turban and he would throw it outside so that he was able to fulfill that what the pasuk says, that I'll sweep it clean with the broom of destruction. Continues the Gemara, Rab Zeira, Rab Yehuda, b'shem Rav, Rab Zeira and Rab Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol Bracha. She'eini mo malchus, ain't a bracha, any bracha that does not have in it the word melech, this is the gears of the rush in our Yerushalmi, is not considered a bracha. However, in the Shinui Nuschos and Ois Yud, he brings from the Rajba and from the Sefer Eshkol that they were goyres called bracha, she'eini mo shem umalchus, ain't a bracha. Our Gemara here will discuss five words in a regular bracha, and they are Ata, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech, Ha'olam. What is the source for including those five words in every bracha? So here already we have two of them. According to the Rajba, Kol bracha, She'ein, Ima, Shem, Umalkus. And apparently the Rush didn't have the gears of shame, but he understands that that's what Rav Zira and Rav Yud are saying, B'shem Rav, that you need shame umalchus. But according to the Rajman, the Eshkol, the Girsa is actually, in our Gemara, shame umalchus. So this is already two of the five words of every bracha. You need Hashem's name, and you need the fact that he is a melech. Amar Rav Tanchuma, Ano Amar Taima, I will bring a source that you need in every bracha, shame umalchus. We say in Ashrei, Tehillah leDavid, Arei Mimcha Elokai HaMelech, I will exalt you, my God, the King. And then, as the Chredim brings down, three lines at the end of the third wide line, at the bottom of the Amud, HaMelech V'Samech Lei V'Avorcha Shimcha. As we say, so Avor Hashimcha, I'm going to bless the name of Hashem. And how is that bracha formulated? It is formulated with these two words, Elokai HaMelech. I will exalt you, Elokai HaMelech. Rav Omer Tzarech Lomer Ata. Rav says you also have to include Ata, that you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ata. Ushmuel Omer Eino Tzarech Lomer Ata. You don't have to say Ata. But, and the girsa here in the Shinui Neschois in Ois Mem is Tzorach Loimar Elokim. The Rajba's girsa is, you don't have to say Ata according to Shmuel, but you have to say Elokim. And we Paskin, you need both Ata and Elokim. So we say, Baruch Ata, Hashem we've already mentioned from Arimim Chalikai HaMelech, Elokeinu, that is what Shmuel is teaching us, that you need Elokim, that's Elokeinu. And Melech, we already had before also, Arimimcha Elokai HaMelech. The only word that the Gemara here does not discuss is the word Ha'olam. Hashem is the king over the entire world. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need all of these five words, and the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, and did not say the word Ha'olam, he has to repeat the bracha. However, the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Dalid, the last Bir Halacha, Divra Maschel Vafilu, says in the name of the Sefer Evan Oizer, that he is Mechulik on the Mechaber, and he brings a Raya from our Gemara right here in the Yerushalmi. Because the Gemara says that you need Shem Umalchus, and then when Rav Tanchuma brings the proof from the Pasuk, he only brings the word Melech. He doesn't bring the word Ha'olam. The Pasuk states, Arimimcha Elokai HaMelech, doesn't say Ha'olam. So he's Mechulik with the Mechaber. He holds that if you say only Melech and you don't say Ha'olam, you do not have to repeat the Bracha. However, the Bir Halacha says that there could be a Chilik between the word of the Pasuk and what we are discussing, because the Pasuk is speaking about HaMelech, the king. When you're speaking with the Heye Yediyah, then it's enough to say HaMelech. You don't have to say of Ha'olam, because we know Hashem is the Melech of the Olam. That's included in HaMelech. However, when a person says only the word Melech, as we do, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, you're not saying HaMelech. So when you're not saying HaMelech, then you do have to include Ha'olam. So this is how the Bir Halacha deals with the Ha'ora of the Sefer Evan Oizer from our Gemara, Ein Echanami. You could bring a Raya from our Gemara that whenever you say HaMelech, Ha'olam is not needed. However, the Mechaber is correct that the way the Nusach of our Brachas are, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, that if it's only the word Melech, then you must include Ha'olam, and if not, the Mechaber there in Reish Yudalid Sif Aleph paskins that the person has to say over the bracha. The Chredim here in Divrei HaMashal HaMelech that we spoke about before brings the Rush, and the Rush says, Mikan Raya, from our Yerushalmi, there's a Raya, the Chol Bracha, Sheva Perik Zeh, Have B'Shemu Malchus. All the brachas in this Perik have Shemu Malchus. We mentioned before that there is one sheet of the Ravid who says that Birchas Ariya, the brachas that you say on seeing things, since it's not a chiv to see them, just if a person happens to see them, he makes a bracha, they do not require Shemu Malchus. But the Rush says, from the mere fact that where in Masechta Brachos did the Yerushalmi find the correct place to put this din of Rav, that kol bracha she'eini moshem u'malchus ein a bracha. He found the right place in Perek HaRoeh. That is a simon. They were trying to teach you that all the brachas in Perek HaRoeh, even if it just says, as we have in our Mishnah, it just says that the person says, Baruch she'asa nisan lavasein b'makam hazeh, or Baruch she'akar havayah zor mi'artzeinu, all these brachas are b'shem u'malchus, and that's why the Yerushalmi put it here in our perek, this halacha of Rav, and the limud from our Mimcha L'Kai HaMelech, that we require the name of Hashem and Melech in order to say the bracha properly. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan, Aslan Mevit Shalma, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan were going to make peace, Be'ilin Kreisa, in the small cities, the Droima, in the south of Eretz Yisrael. Let us look at a fascinating charedim here, Devir Maskel, Mevit Shalma, the fourth wide line at the bottom, Holchu, Mimikoimam, Shehi, Tveria, Be'eretz Yehuda. They went, these Talmidei Chachamim went from Tveria, in the land of Yehuda, Likforim, to small cities, Losim, Shalom Beinim, to make peace amongst them, Sheshamu, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan heard Shehoisik Tata Beinim, that there was fighting amongst them. Utnan Beresh Masech Depeya, we learned at the beginning of Masech Depeya, and this is what we say in davening in the Birchas HaShachar on a daily basis, Eilu Dvorim Sheodam, Oichel Perseim, Boilam Hazeh, Vakeren Kayem Esloil Oilam Abo. And one of the mitzvahs that are listed there is v'havoi shalom ben adam l'chaveiro, making peace between one man and another. A person eats the fruits of his labors in this world, and the main component is kept for him for the schar and olam habo, if you are able to make peace between husband and wife and between one person and another. Ramrinin alob b'brayis b'gemora, and in the Gemara, which is in the Yerushalmi, because there is no Bavli on Masech Depeya, the Yerushalmi says there in Masech Depeya, "Deloy rak b'makom she'adam dor chayev l'hashlom b'neim." It's not only where you live that you have to seek peace. Ela gam im shama she'esh be'eretz acheres machloikis. Even if you heard there's a machloikis in another land, chayev l'lechesham l'hashlom b'neim. If you are able, you're mechuyev to go there to make peace amongst them. Shenemar. The Pasuk states, Bakei Shalom V'Ratfeyu, and there are two obligations here. Number one, Bakshehu B'mkoimcha, search out for peace where you live. And then, V'Ratfeyu, run after it B'makom Acher, in another place, even in another place you should seek peace. V'Sham Erachti, there in Yerushalmi Peya, the Charedim says, I gave a lengthy discussion on this topic. So that is why Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan, who lived in Tveria in the north of Eretz Yisrael, went to these small cities in the south to make peace. Continues the Gemara. Olin l'chad aser, they came to one place, v'ashkechon, and they found l'chazanet, that the shliach tzibur, the chazan, the omer that he was saying, in the chazoros hashatz, in the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, ha'keil, ha'godel, ha'gibor, v'anoira, that's what we say, the great Hashem, the strong one, the awesome one, but then he added two words, Ha'abir, the eminent one, Vo'amitz, and the powerful one. Vishisku oisoi. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan said, they told him to be quiet, he shouldn't add to that which the Anshei HaKnesa Gdoyla made the formula of Akeil HaGodol HaGibur V'Anoira. Amru loy, they said to the Chazan, Ein l'cha reshus l'hoisif, you have no permission to add, Al matbeya shetovu chacham b'brachas. Literally, this means on the coin that the Chachamim minted concerning brachas, and what it means is you cannot add to the formula that Chazal prescribed for brachas. In the Bavli, we find a similar story with Rav Chanina, and he told the Chazan, Siyamtinu l'shvacha demare. He listened to all his praises, and when he finished, he said, is that it? You finished all the praises of Hashem? What do I need the extra? If it would not be for what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah formulated for us, Akeil HaGibur V'Anoira, we would never say those either. What are you adding? By adding, it's called Amos of Gorea. By adding, you're subtracting, because you indicate that Hashem has the extra milas and that you've said all the praises of Hashem. And the Gemara there gives a marshal of a king who had thousands and thousands of gold dinarim, and they praised him with dinrei kesef. And what Chazal are trying to say there is that there's a difference not only in degree, in the amount of coinage, because by gold it says thousands and thousands, by silver it just says dinrei kesef, but also there's a difference in kind, in the type of coins of dinrim. It was gold, and they praised him with silver. So by adding to what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah gave you permission to say, you're really limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead of speaking about his gold, you're speaking about a few silver dinar. Continues the Gemara. Rav Huna b'shem Rav brought a pasuk to bring this out. Shakai loy mitzanu sagi koyach. We did not find that Hashem is great. What does it mean? Not chas v'shalom that Hashem is not powerful, but we are not powerful. As the Charedim, the last one on the Omid, says, ein onu masigim v'heich nesaparim. We don't have a hasoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot comprehend Hashem. How can we praise Him? As the Gemara says, Lo matzinu koichu v'rosh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have not found the koich and the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that He doesn't have it, but we can't fathom it. And therefore, how could we speak about it? Unless we say exactly the formula of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Ravu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan brought a different pasuk. Hayisuperloi, can we tell all his praises? Ki adabr, that we should attempt to speak about his praises. Ki amar ish, if a person tries to say all the praises of Hashem, which he's unable to. Ki yivula, he will be swallowed up in bo adam l'sapik v'roish v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person comes to relate the gvuras of Hashem, is baleyam in oilam, he gets swallowed up from the world. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, said Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, mi mal gvuras Hashem, you know who's able to speak of the greatness of Hashem and say all his praises, kigoyin ani v'chaveri, I and my friends. As the Meforshim explain, not that they could actually say the words of praise, but since they studied and they were proficient and fluent in the entire Torah, in Niglo and in Nister, in Halacha and Agada, they knew everything, they knew the entire Torah, and the Torah, every word of Torah, is a form of a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by us learning Kol HaTorah Kula, that's the only way that you could give full praise to Hashem. As we turn to Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara is continuing in this Inyan, Amar Rav Avon, Mi Yimal Gvuras Hashem, Tirgim, Yaakov Kvar, Nevuraya, Betzur, in the city of Tzur, in Tyre, Rabbi Yaakov, who came from Kfar Nevuraya, the village of Nevuraya, he explained this concept of Mi Yimal Gvuras Hashem, L'cha Dumiya Sehila, silence is your praise, Hashem Elokim Betziyai. And the Gemara comments, Sama Dekula Mishtuka, the best formula of praising Hashem is saying nothing and showing that we are inadequate, we are unable to praise Hashem the way he's supposed to be praised. And this is an example, a mashal, L'margolis, to a pearl. The less leitimi, there's no price, it's priceless. Such a beautiful pearl. Kol shemishabechba, whoever tries to praise it, pogma, in fact, he is degrading it. Since there's no value for this, therefore it's impossible to properly appraise the beauty of this pearl. And so too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness is beyond any ability of man to comprehend, and therefore whoever attempts to praise him actually degrades him. Kol ha'moitzev gareya, by adding, we are subtracting, and the best thing we can do is to be silent. Continues the Gemara. Tony, we learned in a braisa. Ha'poiseyach biyud kei. V'choysim biyud kei. Harei zeh chocham. The Charedim says that we are speaking about a bracha that has a psicha and a chesima. It starts with a bracha, with a baruch, and it ends with a baruch. That's called a bracha arucha. It has a bracha both at the beginning and at the end. So someone who begins at the beginning with baruch atah Hashem, that's Yudke Vovke, the name of Adni. V'choysem, and in the chesima, likewise, he uses Yudke Vovke, hareze chacham, he is a chacham. If he starts ba'alef lamed, v'choysem ba'alef lamed, hareze bur. He starts with baruch atah kale, an aleph and a lamed, and he ends with an aleph and a lamed, he is an ignoramus. As the Chareinim points out, that the Shem HaMeforosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And therefore, a person who uses Kale, which is not as a exalted name of Hashem as Adni, as Yud Kei Vav Kei, he's a boor. If he starts by Aleph Lamed V'choysim B'Yud Kei, Harei Zeh Beinoni, he's in the middle. And the Charedim explains in the second wide line on top, the Shem Yud Kei Hu Shem HaMefarish, Ube Brachas HaKol Holech Achrachitum. You always go after the end. So if the ending was good, he ended here with Yud Kei Vav Kei, so he's not a Chacham, but neither is he a boor, he's a Beinoni, he's in the middle. But what happens, continues the Gemara, Be Yud Kei V'choysim Ba'alaf Lamed. He starts off with the Shem HaMefarish, and he goes down, and he ends off with Aleph, and then a Lamed, with that Shem of Hashem. Hareza Derech Acheres, that is minus, that is heresy. As the Charedim explains on the third wide line on top, what does it mean, Derech Acheres, another way? Kimoy Elisha. And here, the Charedim is referring to Elisha ben Avuya, who was known in the Gemara in Chagiga as Acher. He's someone else. He went off the Derech, so he's called an Acher. Why is this a Derech Acheres? Why is this a way of heresy, of Minus? Another one, another Derech, not the Derech HaTorah, the Filu HaDayonim Ikri Elohim. We find that even Dayonim, it says that the Balig Dinim have to come, Lifnei Elohim, in front, not of Hashem, there it means, in front of Bezdin. So, Ve'eich Pasach B'Shem HaMeforosh, V'Horid B'Kodesh. How could a person start off the beginning of the Bracha with Yudke Vavke, which is the Shem HaMeforosh, and end off with a name that could really refer even to Dayanim, it doesn't even refer to Hashem? How could he be Morid B'Kedusha? We know Malin B'Kodesh, Ve'eim Maridin. You go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. He's going down. That's like a B'Zoyin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Minus, that's Derech Acheres. And since we have been speaking about Derech Acheres Minus, the Gemara now relates a number of questions that the Minim asked Rav Simloi. Haminin Shol was Rav Simloi. The Minim asked Rav Simloi, Kamo Elokus Boris Oilom. How many gods, Kamo Elohus, how many gods created the world? And they knew that Rav Simloi would say, of course, Hashem Echad, there's only one God. But they were going to try to bring proofs from the Psukim, from Tanakh, that there's actually, Chas V'Shalom, many gods. Amar Lahen, so when they asked him this question, he retorted back to them, V'li Atem Shalom, you're asking me how many gods there are who created the world? Lechu go v'shalu es Adam Rishon. Go and ask Adam Rishon. Explains the Pnei Moshe, almost exactly opposite of where we are in the Gemara in the right-hand column, a few lines up. Lechu shalu es Adam Rishon klaimer. Mi pasuk hamedaber bo Adam Rishon lechu v'lemdu. It doesn't mean literally to go and ask Adam Rishon, but why don't you go and study what the pasuk says about Adam Rishon, and you will learn the answer to your question. Shenemar, Kishal Noli Adam Rishonim. You'll ask about the previous days, the early days. It doesn't say in the pasuk there, Asher Boru Elohim Adam Ala Oritz. Anksiv Khan. Asher Boru, that Elohim, the word Elohim, could be, Chas V'Shalom, interpreted as many gods. That's the plural, Yud Mem, at the end. But it doesn't say that the many gods created. Adam Alohorz, Engsiv Khan, Elo, Lemina Yoim Asher, Bora, Elohim, Adam Alohorz. Elohim is singular, and that's why it's written in Yachid, Bora, he created, not they created. So here you have an answer. You see clearly from the creation of Adam Arishon that it was one Hashem, one Elohim, who created Adam. Amru Lei, so they said back to Rav Simloi, Vaksiv, Breishis Bora Elohim, and they were reading it in the plural, that there were many gods who created it in the beginning. Amar Laheni answered back, Vichi Boru, Ksiv, does it say Boru Elohim, that there were many gods? Ain't Ksiv, it doesn't say that, Elo Bora, So again, Elikim is singular, and that's why it says Hashem created. Amar Rav Samloi, said Rav Samloi, kol makom sheporku aminim, wherever the minin tried to find a proof in the Torah against Yahadus, saying that there are chas v'shalom more than one Hashem, tshuvasim betzidon, right next to whatever their proof was, there is an answer showing that their proof is wrong. What is meant by porku, says the Charedim, on the fifth line, the first short line, left-hand column, porku, k'moy apikoros, lashon chutzpah. Apikoros means someone who's a mechutzif. That's porku, comes from the same shorish as the word apikoros. Kach pirush baruch, that's how the Aruch explains it, and perhaps it means like someone who's porek ol. He removes from himself the yoke of Torah. With chutzpah, he says things that are connected to Torah. Chazru v'shalawai, so I said, Aminim, ask Rav Samloi again, ma han d'chsev, what are you going to do with the following? It says, nase adam, b'tzalmenu kedmusenu, let us make man in our image, in our form. Amar lahen, vayivru Elohim es adam b'tzalmam enksiv kan, it doesn't say the plural and many gods created, elo vayivra Elohim, Hashem created man in his image. So, Mimele, you have no question. Your question right away has the answer next to it. Amrloi Talmidov, so the Talmidov, Rabbi Samloi, said to Rabbi Samloi, La'elu d'chisa b'kana, you pushed away the minim with a reed. You gave them a weak answer. They accepted it. But lanu ma'atomeshiv, what are you going to answer to us? Because we have a problem with Nasa. Who's that referring to? It does seem that there are many powers here, Chas v'shalom, besides Hashem. Amar lohen, so Rabbi Samloi answered his Talmidim, Lishavar, in the past, when the world first started, Adam nivra min ha'afar, so man was created from the earth, v'chava nivras min Adam, and Chava was created from Adam. And may Adam ve'elech, after the creation of Adam and Chava, from then on, but then it's b'tzalmenu kedmusenu. That's when Hashem said, Nasa Adam b'tzalmenu kedmusenu. Why? Because Eif shalish b'laisha. It's impossible for a man to be without a woman. V'yif shalish b'laisha. It's impossible for a woman without a man. And that is, to create a child, you need a man and a woman. But besides that, Eif shalish shnei b'laish shchina. You need, besides a man and a woman, you need the shchina with them. So let us now see the Charedim, who gives a beautiful pshat here in the Gemara, on Divrei HaMaschil Lisha Avar, which is the third short line on the left-hand column, Lisha Avar, Ve'ein Mugdum HaMuchar B'Torah. There is no order in the Torah. In other words, if you look in the Chumash, you will find that in Bereishis Aleph, Pasuk Chav Vav, and if your Gemara has the Torah Ara Shalom, you could see it. So in Ois Dalet, he brings the Pasuk Chav Vav. That's Pasuk Chavav. In Ois Hei, he brings Pasuk Chav Zayin. The next Pasuk, Vayivra Elikim, Esa Adam Betzalmi, Betzalmi Elikim Bar Oisa, Yizachar Nekeva Bar Oisa. So the Charedim is saying that what the Gemara is trying to say is Ein Mugdum HaMuchar B'Torah, and therefore really Pasuk Chav Zayin is really considered before Pasuk Chavav. Because once we have Pasuk Chav Zayin that Hashem created Adam, Zachar, and Chava, Zachar, and Akeva, so now, says Hashem, from here on in, Nase, us three, the man, the woman, and Hashem, let us make man, B'tzalmenu Kedmusenu. That was the Nase. It wasn't speaking about many gods, Chas v'Shalom. Rashi in Chumash brings down that Hashem spoke to the lower ones, to the Malachim, and that's what was meant with Nasa. Here the Yerushalmi is telling us a different shot. The Nasa is going on Adam, Chava, and Hashem, or in future generations, the man, the woman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Charedim further, Ki ilu ksif tchila vayivra alikim es Adam, Pasuk Chav Zayin is as if it was said first, B'tzalmoy, Zochan Akeva, Va'achar kach ksif vayir malikim, Mikan ve'elech Nasa Adam b'shutvis, Ani V'ish v'ishtoi. So the Torah is saying there's a new order. Till now the order was that Adam was created from the earth, and Chava was created from Adam, and then there were the future generations, where from man and woman and Hashem, all three together, Nasa Adam Mitzamenu Kud Musenu, Ukid Amru, as it says in Kedushin Bavli Lamed Amid Beis, Shloish Yishut from bottom, there's three partners in every person, Aviv Ve'imoy Vakadosh Baruch Hu. Vachim Mifurish Medrash Anela. The Tzorech Adam Be'ez She'ez Davig Em Ishtoi Lius Be'Kedushin, when a person has relations with his wife, he has to do it with holiness. U'lishat Ve'imoy Vakadosh Baruch Hu, and to join HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with him. V'loimar Loi, and saying to Hashem, Nas Adam, us three together, let us make man. That's only if Hashem is there. Kedusha b'shas tashmish. V'efshir shalakach hugdom pasuk nasa. So now the Chareidim is asking, if, according to the Yerushalmi, pasuk chav zayin is really considered to be before pasuk chav vav. So first Hashem created Adam and Chava, and then Nasa, the Adam, and the Ish and the Ish and Hashem together are shutfim, three shutfim to create the future generations. So why, in fact, is the pasuk of Nasa put in pasuk chavav before the pasuk of Zachar and Akeva Borisom, the pasuk of Yivra Likim and Adam Mitzalmi Bitzalmi Likim Borisai? So why is the order like that if really we're trying to say Hashem created Adam and Chava and from then on it's all three together? Loimer, Shamanas Kane Bor Oilam. Why did Hashem create the world? Why did Hashem create Zohar and Nekeva and the whole world? Kikodoshu, Vitzivon Bitarosish and Nekadish Atzmenu B'Shas Tashmas. Nasa Adam is the whole raison d'etre, it's the whole purpose of the world, that the world should be B'Kedusha. The B'li Kedusha, Korv L'Znus Choshev. If this act is not without Hashem, it's Korv to be L'Znus. The Lach Yisom HaKadoshim Tiyu, Acher Parash Sarai, is going to cause Ramban. The Ramban says the famous Yisoid that we put the parsha of Kedosh Shem Tiyu after the Arayas to teach us that a person should not be a menuvel b'rishos ha-Torah. So if a person doesn't do tashmish b'kedusha, so then it's karav l'znus. Hashem permitted it, but the person becomes a novel b'rishos ha-Torah. So you have to include Hashem. Therefore, although we're saying now that pasuk Chavav really follows Pasuk Chav Zayin, that first Adam and Chava were created, and then the Seder of the Shutfis of Hashem with Ish V'Isha begins for future generations. But the reason Pasuk Chavav was put Nasa Adam, because that's the purpose of the whole Bria, that it should be B'Kedusha. So says the Charedim, a beautiful pshat here in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. We are up to a line before the middle wide lines. What are you going to do with the following pasuk? Kael Elokim Hashem. And then it repeats it. Kael Elokim Hashem Hu Yodea. So it has different names here, and it seems that we're speaking about different gods. Because if we're speaking about the same God, let it just say Hashem. Why does it say three names here? Amar lahen, Haim Yoidim Engsivkan. You have the answer right there. It doesn't say Haim Yoidim. It says Hu Yoideya. Elohu Yoideya Exiv. So you see that we're speaking about one Hashem. Armelay Tamidim, the Tamidim said to Rab Simloi. The same question. Rebbe, La'elu Dachisa Bukana. You knocked off the meaning with a reed, but Lonu Mato Meshiv. But us, what are you going to answer? Because if you're talking, speaking about one Hashem, why do you have to call him in three names? Kael, Elikim Hashem. Armelahan, Shlosh, and Shem Echad. They're all three the names of one being, Ke'inish, like a person. The Omar, concerning the Caesar, he is called three different names. Basilius, Caesar, Augustum, says the Charedim. Pirush Arach, and Divrei Maskil, Basilius, Caesar, Augustus. Pirush Arach, Be'erach Agrippas. In that section, he says that Basilius, it means Melech. So the first word here is a melech. The second word, kesar, ube'erech kesar, in the section in the Orach called kesar, cause of the kesar melech. Kesar is a melech. So lekach nira, even though this he didn't find in the Orach, the Chareidim wants to say, that Augustus is also the name of a melech, nami melech. So we have three words now that mean melech. Basilius and Caesar and Augustus. Ushloish Hashem is Kulam Shem Melech, Me'idim al Malasei. So why do we call them three different names? Because each name is another facet, it's another mila of the Melech, but we're all referring to one Melech. The same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each of the names of Hashem represent a different Milo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Kael is, it shows power and mercy. Elohim is Mishpat. And Hashem is eternal, and also Rachamim. So these are all the one Hashem, Hashem Echad, but these are three names, each name denoting a different Maila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara, Chazru v'Shalu Yisrael, they asked him another question, Deminim, Ma'odich, if we find another Pasuk. Similar, Kael, Elikim, Hashem, Dibir, Vayikoretz, he called the earth into being. So why, again, do we have these three names? It would seem to be three different powers. Amar lahen v'chi dibru v'yikru. Sivkan, the answer is right there. It doesn't say in the plural, dibru v'yikru. It says diber v'yikru sivkan. Amar lahen v'chi dibru v'yikru sivkan. Eng siv ela dibru v'yikru aretz. It says it in the singular. Amar lahen talmidav Rebbe, Leila de Chisa Bekana, you push them off with a reed. Velonu Matamesh, what are you going to answer to us? Because, now the Mephorshim ask, first of all, what was the new question here? We already answered, Kael Elikim Chai. We answered the same question in the Pasuk before. Why is this a bigger question? Why are they asking it again? And secondly, why does he give a different answer? And the answer, let's see the answer. Amar Lahan, Shlushten Shem Echad. They're all three the name of one person. Kinnish, like a man, to Omar. Umnan binyan archi taktinan. In other words, he's a craftsman, umnan, he's a binyan, he's a constructor, and he's also an architect. So these are three facets of a builder. A good builder has to be a craftsman, he has to be a constructor, and he has to be a good architect. So the same thing, these are all the milas of Hashem in creating the world. So the Mephorshim explained that their question was, you gave us an answer in the Pasuk, the first Pasuk, Kael Elikim Chai, Hu Yodea. He knows. So Legabi, knowledge, he knows who to give schar to, who to give punishment to. So there I understand that he has three different milas of Kael and Elikim and Hashem. But when it comes to building, that was the question. Here we're speaking about Vayikra Arts. He called the earth into being. He's a builder. What do you need there? What's the three milas of Hashem in building? So he answered him, no. And that's why he gave a different answer. Since we're speaking about building, in building itself, you have different milas. A good builder has to have all of these milas. Hashem, when he created the earth, had all of these milas. Chazur v'sholei so ma'adach siv kelekim k'doishim hu. Again, it would seem that's a plural. Amar lahen, Kedoshin Hema Engsivkan. It doesn't say they are holy. Elahu, he is holy. Kael Kanahu, he is a zealous God. So again, it shows us the singular. Amloi Talmidav, the same question. Rebbe, Leila the Chisabkana, you knocked him off with a reed. But Velonim Atomeshiv, what are you going to answer to us? Why does it put Kedoshim in the plural? That would seem to indicate that we're talking about many gods, Chas V'Shalom. Rabbi Yitzchak, no, you know what it means. We're speaking about Hashem. But Hashem is Kaddush b'chol minei kedushas. He is holy with all kinds of kedushas. Amar Rav Yudim b'shem Ravacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, darkei b'kedusha. His way is with kedusha. Diburei b'kedusha. His speech is with kedusha. V'yishuvei b'kedusha. His dwelling is with kedusha. Chashif Hizroi b'kedusha. He stretches out his arm b'kedusha. Elakim noira v'adir. He's awesome and mighty. All b'kedusha. Darkei b'kedusha. How do we know his derech is b'kedusha? Because it says Elakim b'kedush darkecha. Halicha b'kedusha is going as b'kedusha because it says Halicha is keli malki b'kodesh. Moishave b'kedusha is dwelling as b'kedusha because it says Elikim yoishev al kisei kotre. Diburei b'kedusha, his speech is b'kedusha because it says Elikim diber. Chashiv is roi b'kedusha, his outstretched arm is b'kedusha. It says Chashav Hashem is roi kotrei. Noirav adi b'kedusha, micha moicha neder b'kodesh. So this is a whole omer here, almost an omer of the minim asking Rav Samloy various questions, and this discussion will continue for a bit on the next omer as well. As you see, the dafim here, if you take a look at the next daf, they look like Perek Haroya in the Bavli brachas. There's much agadat in this perek as there is in the Bavli, and the dafim are very large, very similar to the Bavli as well. And we will end the shir here and continue with the next question that the Minim asked Rav Simloi concerning the pasuk of Mi Goy Gadol Asher Loi Elohim Elohim Kroivim Elov.